Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Gather round and listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello everybody and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat, Season 5 from Inside the Tent. Last we were here, our lovely friend Zeke had seen some odd anomaly, almost something anomalous to the normal life that he's experienced thus far, unexplainable, yet happened. He came back to the diner, ate with his friends, thinking about the wreck that they don't quite remember and the chaos they don't quite remember. And what is Javi doing right now? And who is playing Javi?
Javi is a little confused because he was in the middle of talking, and as he finished his sentence, Zeke wasn't in his seat anymore.
And now you're halfway through a meal.
Yeah, and now I'm halfway through a meal. The shake is pretty damn good, and I'm Tanlin.
And next to Javi, equally as confused, but not for the same reasons.
Yeah, I think it's sort of that thing you do, you know, when you think and eat. You're thinking real hard, and then in the moments where you stop thinking, you put something in your mouth to eat. And I'm probably just doing that and trying to corroborate what the heck happened, because I wasn't there. So I don't know if Zeke got up and went outside, and if he did, why? Because, like, I don't know. I've known Zeke for a long time now, and the way that they're talking about it, it sounds like Zeke just got up in the middle of conversation. But I know Zeke, and Zeke's not the kind of person who would just get up in the middle of conversation and leave. So I don't know. Did Zeke see something outside? Is that why he got up and left? Like, I have so many questions, and I have no answers because no one has any answers. And I'm Kim, and I'm playing Clem.
And finally, the man of the hour. What's going on with Zeke and who's playing him?
Well, you know, Zeke is just kind of quietly sitting there, just kind of waiting for everyone to finish eating. Uh-huh. And he's just kind of thinking of how he's going to bring this up to his friends. And like, how do you explain that time stopped, you know, when some weird dudes were there? And I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Zeke. And yeah, he's just kind of quietly sitting, waiting for them to finish so we could head back to the motel and discuss it.
Yeah, you guys wrap up dinner. Those two officers are still kind of sitting there. You could see that they've been done eating for a while. Savannah seems tired. I think she maybe suggests it's time to go. You all get up, walk back to the hotel or motel. Nothing odd happening the rest of the night. You guys turn in?
Yeah, probably drop Savannah off back at her room, and then we'll go back to ours.
I need a shower. I feel like I smell like seawater.
Well, before all that, when we get into our room, I'll be like, okay, you guys, I need to tell you something.
Okay, so are you, like, quitting the crew?
Yeah,
like,
what's happening?
What's going on?
So this is going to sound crazy.
Okay.
So, Javi, you remember that weird-looking dude? The mannequin.
Yeah.
Kind of looked like a mannequin. So he went to the jukebox, and he started playing music, and then everything stopped, except for me and the two dudes.
What? What?
Yeah. So everything kind of stopped. It looked like outside was good, but inside everyone just stopped moving. And
when did this happen?
Yeah, what are you talking? Like, what?
It was when you were in the bathroom, and that's why I like disappeared. It's because I followed him, and they went to their car, and I think they had a piece of the van in their trunk. And I don't know.
What do you mean, piece of the van? How big?
No, never mind. This sounds like, weird. I don't know what's happening. I just need to tell someone.
I mean, like, everything that's happened so far has been a little weird. What do you mean, piece of the van? Like, what was it?
I didn't get a good look at it.
Oh.
But I could tell. Oh, no. It's something about... I don't know, that weird song they keep playing. It keeps coming up.
This happened while I was in the bathroom?
Yeah, did you notice anything weird in the bathroom?
No, I just heard the music outside, but I didn't...
Give me a brain roll.
A 19.
You didn't notice it at the moment because you were in the restroom and everything was muffled.
Mm-hmm.
The diner had noises when you went in. Music started. The diner noises stopped. But it wasn't... It was just so seamless that you didn't really connect it. You were focused. You were doing other things.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom and I heard the music, but I didn't hear anything else. Like, I didn't hear... the people cooking or the servers taking orders. I just assumed the music was so loud that it drowned everything else out. Did you say Mannequin Man?
Yeah.
Some freaky guy they were staring at too much.
Yeah, he looked like a mannequin.
How does one look like a mannequin?
Like, imagine a mannequin, but a person.
I don't remember him looking like that. I just remember being kind of freaked out by him. I don't know if it was like that extreme.
Yeah, it's just bad vibes. Bad vibes all around.
Okay, that's weird.
Like, today was long.
Today was weird. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you should take that shower and we'll figure out what to do with the car tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's just go to bed.
We have to worry about possibly negotiating tomorrow, so...
Yeah, I think definitely before Javi tucks in the bed, he locks the window and puts a chair in front of the door. Because you sleepwalk. And he just kind of does it silently.
You do your little nightly routine. You set everything up. You guys all kind of go to bed. This motel happens to have 3 beds, so you all get to bed for the night. You all doze off. Zeke, it takes you a minute. So before you doze off, we'll go to everyone else who's already fallen asleep. And we'll start with you, Clem. And you fall asleep with this, like, notion of things on the mind. It's not a restful sleep. And you remember a time where Clem would have trusted anything any of her friends would have said. Those 2 summers, if any of them said an entire diner had frozen and no one was moving, you would have believed them in a heartbeat. And then you remember standing outside of a venue, waiting to get picked up for a little too long. And there's a chill that bit at your cheeks and your lips stung the way like cold and chapped lips do. And I think that feeling... is one of those feelings that every time you go to believe a friend in a heartbeat, it skips. What is on Clem's mind? What comes to the forefront? Doesn't necessarily have to be from the day. What is Clem's dream? You've already dreamt. The first thing you thought of was, why didn't you believe your friend immediately? And then the first thing that your brain delivered to you was, why you don't believe your friend immediately?
I think after that, You know that thing that brains do where they make weird hops? I think she starts thinking about that missing poster she saw. And like, oh, that's so sad. Oh, he was only 14. He was from a small town. And like, I'm from a small town. And like, stuff like that isn't uncommon, right? People go missing all the time. But there's someone's mom out there, someone's dad out there who misses them and put their face on posters and cartons and bulletin boards and whatnot, trying to get them home. And then she thinks about the word unfortunate and how today was a little bit unfortunate and it was weird and it was off. And I think the thing she ends on is that stupid seal that ran across the cove. Because what the heck is up with that?
Yeah, you end on thinking about, like, your brain has drifted. You've almost fully fallen all the way into REM sleep. Brain has drifted to the sea lion. You see it walking, and you're looking at it, but you're looking at it from above, not in your body. And you see it approaching the van.
Oh.
And then you see it begin to attack the van. Just slamming on it. You hear music in the background. You're not sure what it is. It doesn't sound like the song you had heard before. Then you hear the cars on the road, and there's a different song. And it's a little louder, and it's getting played from, well, the van you'd driven in with Savannah. And you see whatever this thing is, it, like, moves kind of uncannily. It gets bigger, maybe, and then it sprints on all fours. You see Savannah swerve to not hit it. You see a bit of blood trailing behind it. You see one of Savannah's hubcaps pop off and roll through the blood and then roll off into the brush the way only things can roll. And you know, sometimes every once in a while you'll drop a quarter and instead of it landing right next to you, it rolls all the way across the room. It rolls and just rolls off into the forest and it's obscured. You can't see it anymore. It's gone. This thing has taken off. The little bit of blood trickles there. Savannah swerved, slid into a tree. Two other cars swerved to not hit Savannah, hit each other. You see all that. You witness this thing from a bird's eye view. You see what happened to the van. The music on Savannah's radio is still playing. And then someone in all black wearing a hat walks over, kind of out of nowhere. It's weird. It's that jump, that dream jump logic, and they turn the music up and they begin collecting and cleaning things up. You see them kind of pull out this little, almost like a tube that is a handheld vacuum, and it sucks all the blood up and all the gravel that was stepped on. They kick over some dirt onto footprints, and then you see a car pull up. A Cadillac. They get in it. They drive into the forest where this thing ran. And then you kind of start and you back awake for a moment, but that moment just before you go back to sleep. And then you're looking in a mirror. It's the mirror of the bathroom. You hear the music playing in the background. And you look at yourself, and what you see in the mirror is missing. And it's you, Amanda, Clem. And then we'll go over to Javi. Yeah. Javi, you begin the night dreaming of a time when you could say and do anything with these people, and they would say and do anything with you. and you would all believe each other wholeheartedly. But you are on the opposite end of that, and it's not cold where you are when you've learned that trust was lost. You're having so much fun, and then dread sets in when you remember what you forgot. And what are you dreaming about from the day?
I might be a little fixated on the blood on the handkerchief, or just my memory is just being weird and wonky, right, and like misremembering stuff and being like, what is even?
Okay.
And maybe that even goes into like forgetting, misremembering, and then dread.
Yeah, you sit there and you think about how you have two memories of the exact same moment, and they conflict. But not only that, both of those memories cut off at about the same time when you hear the road and the music from the road and that thing running up the rocks out of the cave. And then it cuts off, and then you're talking, there's police officers and there's a crash and it's later in the day. You don't know. But it is weird that you have two distinct memories. And it appears Zeke only has one. He doesn't remember getting a bloody nose, but you have a bloody handkerchief on you. And then you think, you forget sometimes because you get caught up in the moment. And when you do, you kind of lose things. But you didn't lose the letter your dad sent you, even though you thought you did, or you tried to. But you don't remember putting it back in your pocket. You then dream about the exact same moment, almost like looking at a mirror, and there's two of you in that mirror. One of you cracks it open, reads it, eyes well up a bit, crumbles it, throws it away. Another one looks at it, palms it around, puts it back in his pocket, and walks out. And you know you read that letter, but it's still in your pocket. That's just so interesting for you. You fall asleep. You don't get a jolt or anything. Nothing so scary has happened to you. It's just weird that you keep misremembering. And Zeke, your friends are laying there. One of them has begun to snore his signature as he's fallen asleep. And the other one, you see Clem jolt for a moment, but that jolt where she doesn't sit all the way up, she's still asleep, and then just simmer back down and fall asleep. And you're in this room alone with your thoughts, but not alone in reality. Your friends listen to you, but don't believe you implicitly. And I think in your waking moments, you think back to when that little bit of trust kind of dissolved between the three of you. And whether or not you do anything with that information is you just think back to it. You know why they don't just buy into whatever we all say at any given time. And what's going on with Zeke? How's he doing while he lays awake?
I think he's just kind of looking at the ceiling and just kind of, he's really thinking about the day, and like, he doesn't remember what the accident happened, and then like, the whole time-stopping thing seems ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so he's more like, I think he kind of like gives himself a little pinch to make sure he's not dreaming right now. And I think he's more just like unsure about what happened today and like what to do tomorrow.
Absolutely reasonable. So many unanswered questions, and Zeke is but a boy, and he doesn't even have the last unicorn with him to comfort him. You give yourself a little pinch. It stings. You're real. You're here. You fall asleep eventually. You don't dream of anything. You thought of everything while you were awake. And morning comes.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. HeroForge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. HeroForge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitchertin is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitcherton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Marovich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta! For now.
I think, Javi's a real early riser. Mm-hmm. Just like, it's just what he does. It's what he's always done, so it's what he does. And he's just already getting ready for the day, probably when you guys are waking up.
Yeah, he didn't sleep great, but I mean, I think once you start rustling around, he'll like kind of slowly get up.
Yeah, I think I do that thing where I wait for my friends to get up first. Like, I wait to hear movement and stuff like that. And then I'll get up. And I'll spend too long doing my hair and my makeup. And I'll get dressed. And I'll just wait for the boys.
I think first thing first, we need to talk to the police officer to hopefully help us get the cost lower.
Well, you got up early. I'll say the row is probably like an hour. Well, you got up around when you started hearing him move around. So it's like 7. Like, you guys are up early.
Yeah. We have to get there before 10?
Yeah. So did you still want to call, what's his name, Danny?
Yeah, we'll give Danny a call and see if he could give us the contact information for John H.
Was it? Yeah, that's what the lady at the front desk said. We should do that soon.
Yeah.
I'm hoping talking doesn't take too long. I would like to get there before 10.
Yeah, so do I.
We also need a ride there.
Yeah.
Well, Savannah's around, maybe. Okay, how about this? How about one of us calls to try to get the officer's information, and then the other two of us go and get Savannah and see if she's willing to give us a ride? That way we split up our tasks.
Yeah, I'll call Danny.
Yeah. Okay. I can go check on Savannah if you'd like, just to make sure she's still here.
Yeah, I just feel weird being a dude knocking on her door.
No, I get it, I get it.
I could go with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
If you'd like. You're good calling?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We'll do that. We'll be back. If we're not back in like 10 minutes, come find us.
Okay.
All right. And break. We'll go check on Savannah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You hear her waking up. Getting her comes. Hello? Oh.
Hey. Howdy. We're trying to go to the police station to try to get some of the money for the car off. But we need a ride to get over there. Would you perhaps like to go on a little adventure?
We do have free breakfast on the table.
You had me at free breakfast.
Awesome.
Yeah, so she gets ready. She quickly gets in the van and is ready to drive you guys to the station.
Well, grab that phone and call Danny Cliff.
Officer Danny Cliff, how can I help you?
Oh, hey, Danny. This is Zeke from
yesterday.
Oh, Zeke,
the young man I met last night.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Evening.
Yesterday evening.
Really
yeah.
Evening, yeah. How are you? Oh, I hope you're feeling better. A wreck is never easy.
Yeah, luckily we all came out unharmed, so we're good.
Yeah, I'm glad you called the helpline. What can I help you with? Are you in my beautiful city of Florence?
Yes, we are. I was actually hoping to get the contact information of an officer named John H.
John H? What do you need the information for John H for?
We were told that, like, maybe he could help us get the cost on that tow dropped a little bit.
You know what? He's a little more strong-arming than I am, so I'll go ahead and get John H on the phone for you, because I would be honest with you. Husk scares me.
Yeah, he seems like a real dick.
Yeah, and so he gives you, I think he just, like, transfers you over. Yeah, and then you're on the phone with John H.
Hello, can I help you?
Oh, hello. My name is Zeke. I was a part of the accident yesterday.
Right, the young boy that saw the seal man.
Yeah, that's me. Saw the seal man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so our van got towed, and I feel like the guy who towed us is, like, charging us way too much money. And the lady at the motel we're staying at said maybe you could help us get that cost lowered a bit.
You're talking about Husk, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. He's a shithead.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and where y'all staying? I can come swing by and pick y'all up, so then I can take you to.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, we're staying at the Paradise Motel.
Sounds great. That's not too far from us. I'll be on my way.
Okay. Thanks. You seem pretty cool.
You already hung up.
We get back shortly after you hang up, I think. And it's like, hey, so Savannah said she's down to give us a ride over to this place. We just need to get her breakfast first.
Oh, well, I talked to John H., and he said that he would be willing to pick us up and take us over to Husk's. And
oh.
And Savannah, like, comes over and is like, who's ready for breakfast?
Yeah, let's go get breakfast.
You have a bit of time.
Yeah,
did he say when he was coming?
No, he just kind of said he was coming.
Well, we could watch out for a police car just pulling in across the street, right? So, like, that should be fine.
Let Savannah in. Yeah. Yeah, it turns out police guy's kind of cool, I guess. And he's going to give us a ride, so you're off the hook.
Oh, well, all right. We can still get breakfast.
No, yeah.
My treat.
No.
Yeah, my treat. And so you guys all go get whatever you get for breakfast. Go ahead and tell me what you get for breakfast from the diner.
I get 2 stack of pancakes,
okay.
Scrambled eggs, 1 bacon, 1 sausage.
Okay.
2 bacon, 2 sausage, French toast.
Okay.
Side of egg.
All right.
Orange juice.
Coffee.
I'm getting, like, a breakfast sandwich just in case the cop shows up pretty quick and I can still eat it. But when we get there, I'm going to head over to the jukebox.
Okay.
And just kind of look at, like, what music is on that jukebox, if there's anything I don't recognize.
There is an eclectic sort of music on here. Not as many, like, recent 80s songs as you'd like, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're an 80s kid, like, you're enjoying the music of the era.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of new, like, fun pop music, new wave music, and things like that are on the rise. None of that. A lot of 70s, 60s, and 50s stuff. So I don't know how well versed you are at 70s, 60s, and 50s music, if you would recognize some of these just because they're weird or just because they're old songs you don't know.
I don't think...
Want to give me a brain, maybe?
Yeah, I'll give it a little brain. 8.
Yeah, there's one song in, like, they have it categorized by, like, era, and there's one song in the 70s section that, like, doesn't ring any bells. Like, you're like, who are these people? Like, it almost seems like made up names.
Mm.
So the song is Old Bus Song, and the artists are the Old Bus Drivers.
And you're like, oh, okay, that's weird. And I'll head over and eat.
Officer John, kind of, you see him pull up across the way by the hotel.
You know what? I'm going to order a second breakfast sandwich for him.
Okay. Yeah, you get a second breakfast sandwich. It's all, you know, Savannah's feeling kind. You guys hung out with her while she was down here and made her feel a little bit better about the situation from yesterday. She, you know, bid you guys goodbye. You guys finished up eating. It's been like 20-ish minutes. Nothing crazy. Officer John's kind of looking around. I think maybe you come out and wave him down. He's walking over. Savannah gets up. I think she gives you guys hugs.
Yeah.
You know, pleasure to meet you guys. This was nice. This, you know, drives aren't always nice, and this was nice. I got to head out anyways. And so she goes across the way, gets, you know, walking towards her van back to you guys. Officer John walks in. Hello. Pleasure to meet you, too. I believe you all also saw the seal man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man in a seal suit? Walking seal?
Unsure.
Interesting. I wish I could have saw the seal man. Well, you folks ready?
Yeah, would you like a breakfast sandwich?
Oh, I would. Not taking anything off your plate or anything?
No, I had my own.
I would love a breakfast. I appreciate that, young man. And he grabs it, and he kind of puts it in a little bag and like takes like half of it. And you guys start walking out, yeah?
Yeah.
You start walking out, and you see Savannah get in her car and pull off. And as she pulls off, Clem, you know she's missing one of her hubcaps. She drives away. And John walks you to the car, kind of gets you all in his thing. He starts driving, turns off his radio. So what did the thing look like? And he's just driving like real slow, kind of taking back roads.
The seal?
Yeah, the seal man. What did it look like?
Like a seal?
Like a seal. But a man.
But stood up?
Interesting.
Yeah, an upright seal.
Upright seal.
Okay. You see? Was anything weird? Anything else weird happen while you're down there? You see the other officers down, making a bit of fun of you. But I think what you're saying is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was a big bird on the drive here.
Big bird.
This guy doesn't believe me.
That's unfortunate. I believe in big birds. How big was this bird? Would you say
thunderous?
I'm a little more interested in what's going on this close to home.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I don't know. Felt like time was weird.
Felt like time was weird. To what end?
Like, we should have only been there for like an hour, but I think it was like three or something.
Yesterday just disappeared.
Yeah, don't know why.
Well, that's interesting. Well, let's go get you guys your car. And you're already like pulling up at the place now. And you see him walk in and you hear immediately arguing.
Yeah.
Like muffled arguing from outside. And then he walks out. He's like, let's go ahead and be in $30 for y'all for the night.
Oh,
thanks.
Fantastic.
If he tries to ask for any more money, you let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys go in and you see him just kind of like, oh, you're here for your car.
Yes.
Yeah, here. I'll replace the hood.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, here's your keys. $30, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll give him 50.
You here's your chain. He goes to get your chain.
Oh, no, you're good. Oh,
thanks, kid. And yeah, so he pockets the 50. You get your keys. Yeah, it's in the lot. I'll open up the gate when you guys pull forward to it.
All right.
So you walk out there, and your windshield's been replaced. So it has the hood of your car. It hasn't been like dinged out, like you would know, and it also has paint on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an entirely new hood.
I'm gonna pop the hood, look at the engine.
Yeah, everything looks good.
Okay, so yeah. Well, let's see if this guy, if she rides.
Okay.
Yeah, is that piece still missing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you turn it over.
All right.
So you get it started. You pull forward to the gate. It opens up. You drive through. You've successfully gotten your car back. Unfortunately, there's just a brand new hood. It's like an all black one. Like it's just, you know, like when someone softs a new part of a car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all.
We're going to have to find an artist.
Yeah. I'm sure we can find someone who could do that.
Yeah, so you pull out. John kind of flags you down. He's like beckoning you to follow him as he's driving. Do you?
Oh, yeah, I'll follow him.
Yeah, he kind of goes to like a local park. And he's like, I gotta go and do some patrol around these parks. You wanna walk with me?
Oh yeah, sure.
See any weird folks after your accident?
I mean, when we were in the diner, there was this guy that kind of looked weird.
What was he wearing? What did he have on him?
He was just wearing a suit.
What kind of suit? What color was it?
It was just black.
What did he have on him? What did he have on his person?
He had like a tiny briefcase. It was comically small.
What about you? Y'all see this?
Well, like, I kind of saw the guy, but I didn't really feel like staring at him.
Interesting.
I mean, I I took down his license plate number because it just felt wrong.
Did you know?
Yeah, because he just gave me a bad vibe, you know.
Why don't you go ahead and let me know that? He pulls out a little notebook and flips open. So as he flips open his notebook, I would like everyone to give me some kind of like perception roll. You could do brains, you could do grit, like whatever you're trying. How are you trying to look at this? If you are trying to look at it, you don't have to be nosy, but you can.
I got a one.
So it appears as though now you guys get a glimpse at it. He flips it open. You recite it to him.
Yeah.
Trying really hard to look. We can't.
Yeah, you recite it to him. He writes it down. Thank you very much for that information, son. Any other weirdness going on around these parts that you've seen since the night you've been in? No, just...
Well, I'm gonna... Does he seem like an older guy?
Yeah, so he is a upper 40s, lower 50s, kind of grizzled looking man. He has this like big handlebar, like white handlebar mustache. None of the other sheriffs have. He has like a little cowboy hat on.
I like his vibes.
Yeah, he's like a little, like he has a little bolo tie on top of his like little.
So this is either outfit. The coolest cop or the worst cop. Yeah. There's gonna be no in between.
Yeah, and so he is an older gentleman.
Really? Have you ever heard of a band called the Old Bus Drivers?
The Old Bus Drivers.
Yeah, I just saw it on the jukebox and I didn't recognize it. I don't know. I was just wondering if you knew.
You saw it on the jukebox?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You ever heard that song?
I'm not sure.
Not sure.
It's just a weird name, you know, because it stood out to me.
Weird name.
Yeah.
Who would like to roll for his brains?
Jesse, you do it. You're engaging.
Is that a three?
Yeah.
He just kind of squints his eyes like,
It went to 12, then like slowly just turned to a three.
Yeah. I find you interesting. No, I've never heard of that band. Have either of you?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Can I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Have you had any frequent unsettling dreams?
Define.
Yes or no? Just yes or no.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Last night I didn't dream.
All right. Have you had frequent run-ins with unscrupulous folk?
I feel like most of the people we've talked to have been pretty nice so far.
Yeah.
I think for the most part.
Averagely scrupulous.
Yeah, they're scruple.
Normal people.
Have you had strange occurrences happen to you from an early age on?
Why are you asking all of these questions?
Yes or no questions.
Yeah, well, I had weird experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. When these occurrences happened, were there any strobing lights, movies on, music on? What was it? Silent song?
I guess musical play around, you know, in the environment. I mean, people play songs,
right? I appreciate that. Yeah, he folds it up and puts it back in his little, like, lapel pocket. Thank you all for your insights.
Was that anonymous, or what's that?
That's okay. Anonymous. It's for my personal record.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
You kids be safe.
Thanks.
You want to try?
Thank you.
Here's my number. If you ever need to call me, wherever you're at, I can check things out. I'll look into the... unseemly. Not all officers do, and not all officers believe everything they hear. But I like to listen to every story everyone has to say, because I think there's some truth to most of it. Again, if you have any more interesting information or interesting occurrences, go ahead and let me know. If you see any more seal men, go ahead and give me a call.
I hope you don't.
I'd love to keep track of it. I do too, but usually the folks that do tend to see more.
Oh.
Like seal men specifically?
Or like weird things.
Weird things. In my experience, those that have seen something odd and still remember it tend to continue seeing something odd. It just is what it is.
Thanks
for your help. Actually, do you have any recommendation of, like, sights to see? We're kind of on a road trip.
Oh, a road trip. Fantastic. Which way are you going?
Well, I guess we'd like to hit Washington.
You want to head up to Washington?
Yeah, and then go back down. Right, guys?
Yeah.
I'm just along for the ride.
I don't know. We did this because my parents kept saying something about a road trip hitting all the states being the best time of their life or something. But I'm not super familiar with things, so anything you suggest?
Well, there is Mount Rainier. It's a national park down there. It's a very beautiful park. Careful in the parks always, but I think it's worth a stay. It's worth a trip if you have the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for, like, a little national park trip.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
Maybe some camping.
I like camping when in Rome.
Any tips to that? When in Rome.
When in Rome.
When in Rome.
It's Washington.
Well, again, y'all be safe.
Thank you.
Call me if you need me or something, or have any more information for me. I'd love to follow up and further my search on that. And he's going to turn around and just kind of walk about to his car.
Interesting guy.
Kind of weird.
Nice for a cop.
Yeah. Part of me was like, is he a cop?
Is he? Yeah.
He's got a little hat on.
Because how'd you get his number?
Yeah, I got his card.
How'd you get in contact with him?
Oh, I called Danny Cliff, the cop I talked to at the accident, and then he transferred me over.
Huh.
Interesting.
Meh. That other guy was an asshole.
Yeah, but we got the car back.
Maybe he was just doing his job, I guess. Aren't they always?
All right. Well.
Well.
On the road again.
Well, Last Unicorn, looks like this isn't your final ride. And I give my van a nice little slap and we hop on in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get into Last Unicorn and you're going to drive on through to Washington.
Can I have the back seat this time?
Sure.
Yeah, I kind of want to get out of here. I don't want to hang around.
I sit in the back seat and flirt with opening the letter again, and I don't.
Yeah, you kind of
sit back there toiling.
You palm it. You maybe like thumb at the lip of it, mm-hmm. right, and just put it back in your pocket.
Yeah. I already know what it says. Yeah, I already know.
Begin driving. Turn the music on. What song comes on?
Well, I feel something old. Maybe Frank Sinatra. Like a good...
Yeah, Frank Sinatra comes on. It eases you a bit. The sound is nice. It soothes your brain as you drive. Just close your eyes. Two of you. You don't.
Yeah, not me.
You are back on the road. Things are looking all right. Save a little strange.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to wrap this episode, methinks.
Oh, but in the shadows, we see a seal poke its head out.
Thank you for listening to 5 GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.